Family Promise, and we're excited that you can join us. We'll make sure we're done in plenty of time to get William to school. But why don't you just start with giving us an update on the property over here by the church and what y'all been doing over there.
Okay, well, I'm not sure if anybody has driven by it recently, but we have now painted the exterior. It looks fabulous. Mm-hmm. And we are doing finishing touches on the interior. In fact, tomorrow, that last installment of the grant money to finish the property should clear the bank. So I'm going to be doing a lot of shopping for furniture and all the finishing stuff and whatever is left that we need to get for that property and pay the contractor that's been working on the cottage already and pay the painter that clearly already did his job. But we have but they knew. I told them ahead of time. The painter really wanted to go ahead and get started, and I said, hey, you know, this is reimbursement grant money, and I just don't have the money to pay you yet. And he was like, it's okay, just pay me when it gets here.
No,
so, I mean, they were fantastic. We hired a guy that Clint Carroll recommended, and he was absolutely fantastic. I mean, he started a week later and finished in a week. It was pretty amazing.
Unheard of.
But that money came from some reallocated funds from a grant that somebody else didn't spend. And so I got a phone call one day that just said, hey, do you need some extra money? And I said, I always need extra money. We always have a need for extra money. So if you have it, I will write whatever you need for it. So we were able to get that done, and we're getting a new roof put on, which is much needed, and it was an expense that we just couldn't even look at. So anyway, those things will get done, and it'll be finished and fantastic, and we will hopefully have families in sometime next month.
You're kidding. So
the board came. We have one finished unit. It just needs to be furnished, and the guy living over there is finishing up the other three units right now. But so the board was able to come, and we met and just had lunch, and it was more of a hangout than it was a board meeting, so that we could just kind of visit and they could see the property and see what's been done up to this point. So, and right now the cottage is completely gutted. Did I take you in the cottage when we went by there, Julie?
Did, and it was, I mean, it was, I needed a vision for it because I can't see things.
Well, you should see the vision now. It has no walls. It has nothing. It's just big empty shell.
Tell everybody what the cottage is so we can.
So there's a cottage in the back that was a one-bedroom unit. It was a kitchen, den, bathroom, and bedroom. It's not very big, but it's, I mean, really the perfect size for what we need it for. And what that space is going to transform into is a case management space. It'll be an office. It'll have an ADA compliant bathroom, and then it'll have a commercial kitchen and prep tables with stools all around so that congregants can come and still have fellowship with our families on site instead of, you know, since we're losing that aspect of being inside the churches. We're going to start inviting our congregations and other community resources to come to the day center, or what will be the day center / office, and have fellowship there.
That's outstanding. So this cottage, for it, I mean, it needed a lot of work. I mean, it was, you know, it was a little bit unkept, if you will. But
they had to jack that building up by 3 inches on one whole side of the building. So.
It was so neat to be able to see the bones of what their idea was, and the idea of what to use it for is beautiful. And then there's outdoor space right there too, right?
Yes. So that courtyard area will become a fellowship space as well. We'll put some picnic tables out there. It'll be fenced in case any of our guests in our program have dogs that, you know, need a little fenced in area for a little while. And then we'll have grills out there so that churches can, you know, come and have fellowship out there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, so are the other three apartments, are they furnished? Do you have needs for anything in those apartments?
No, but if you want to go shopping with me in Whittington on Wednesday and Thursday, you're welcome to.
That's really
fun. I already told Whittington I'm going to need her help, but yeah, we're going to go finish furnishing. I have to spend this money at such a rapid pace that it's really down to Wednesday. I'm going to go with the guy that's doing the electricity in the cottage, and buy all the supplies that he needs to get that finished. Because right now there's not any electricity in the cottage. There's no plumbing and there's no electricity and there's no walls. But it's going to be fabulous.
It's going to be fabulous. That's awesome. So, I mean, everything else inside the quadruplex, the four apartments, that's done, and the paint and all that, and the bathrooms, that'll
finish? The construction portion of that is finished, and he is finishing the painting. I mean, like, he's working on the painting and just making sure everything is touched up and looks okay as far as the paint goes. He replaced some rotten wood where some of the, like, down at the baseboards, and has been kind of scrubbing those down. The last painter that I hired may or may not have ruined the butcher block countertops that we had just put in. So he's also repairing that. It's really been a blessing. If anybody does go by there, there's a guy living there. His name is Eric. He's a disabled veteran. And he's a licensed electrician. And so it kind of worked out that he was displaced at the time and needed somewhere to stay. And we really needed somebody with some skills to get into there and just kind of, you know, be on site all the time and actually finish a mm-hmm. lot of little things that had gotten kind of not finished. So it's been truly a blessing having him there. And it worked out. I mean, it was really God's perfect timing. For a friend of mine from another organization said, "Hey, I've got this guy. I think he can help you, but I think you can help him too." And so I went up to Camp Aska and I met this guy and I was like, I think I can have a unit ready for you to move into, you know, in a couple of days. So anyway, Whittington can attest to the fact that, you know, I thought that it was just, "Oh, I'll just put a refrigerator in there. It'll be fine." That's all I have left to do, really. That was not it. But anyway, we cleaned it up and it looks really good. And he's been living there and finishing out the rest of the units. So
that's great. So you have people that are ready to move in when it's time? If you're, you know, the people that are in that situation.
Hopefully. We don't necessarily keep a waiting list mm-hmm. because people's circumstances change so rapidly. It will not take 2 days to fill those units.
Right.
I mean, it will fill quickly. I'm still getting calls on a daily basis of families that are displaced. Salvation Army is shut down right now, as far as housing people. And so, I mean, Friendship Mission's kind of been on their own, to be quite honest, in trying to house, you know, anybody that really needs it. But Salvation Army, I think, has used some money to put people into hotel rooms. So they're housing maybe 10 rooms full of people. I'm not sure if that's a current number or if that's, you know, just what it was last time I met with him. But it will be, it's a much needed space for us to get open as quickly as possible. So we're going to try to get there, you know, in the next few weeks.
And you look for family units. Is that kind of what is, like, I mean, it's Family Promise, but, you know, is that what y'all kind of target?
Yes. When people come to our program, our requirements of them are that they have to be either already working or willing to work. And they have to have children under the age of 18. And if they have children over the age of 18, that's fine, but they have to either be in school full time or also have to be working.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, our requirements as far as that goes are pretty strict because that's what the need is in this area. You know, there are other shelters that house single individuals that have plenty of beds, really, for people that actually want to get off the streets. So,
well, so from a church's standpoint, and I know you partner with other churches, how, you know, you said we can, like, churches can come over and cook meals and share time. What does that look, how does that look different, and what are your plans for that a little bit more compared to what we know and what we did in the past?
Well, one of the things I discussed with the board a few days ago was that I would like to have all of our churches that were in our program also be financial supporters, which Trinity already is and has been a great financial supporter over the past couple of years. But I would like to see that happening with, you know, all of our partners. Mm-hmm. Which we don't see, and we didn't see before, because we were in the churches using their space and getting that donated space, and all of those volunteer hours that we could not have replaced anywhere else. I mean, we worked on an 1800 person volunteer basis a year. There's no other way on the planet to do that other than to be in the churches. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of volunteers, and that's how we can keep our staff so small. And we'll still keep a small staff, but we will be hiring somebody to do the financial stuff, and then eventually another case manager. I'd actually spoken to somebody at the church a while back about our families possibly coming over to Trinity every Wednesday night and doing fellowship on Wednesday nights, and I'm not sure if that's still an option over there. I don't see it being an issue, but
absolutely.
Why wouldn't?
And we end our Wednesday nights at the end of April, Jamie. So
okay,
till so August.
Next year, then.
Middle of August.
Yeah, next year we should start that when it ramps back up in August when school starts.
Yeah. And Ascension does breakfast on Sunday mornings before church or between their services. That it used to be between their services. It may just now be before their one service. So they have already offered to have our families over for fellowship and breakfast on Sunday mornings, which is awesome. And that takes care of two meals out of the week. But sure. What we'd like to see is the financial support from the churches that maybe adopt a unit. I'm not sure if that's maybe the right way to say that. And David Coyne can chime in if he wants to say it better than that. But anyway, kind of adopt a unit to where they are paying what would be the rent, the bills, and the pantry items for that unit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, if it's multiple churches adopting one unit, that's fine, too, or, you know, whatever. And we could even name the units if we wanted to, or if the churches wanted that, or other organizations wanted that, because it really opens that up to pretty much anybody. I mean, you know, Regions Bank could support a unit, or – you know, anything. I got it. Do you hear the dog ringing the bells? I really have to just let her out real quick.
What a smart dog.
I don't know, the dog trained or Jamie.
Dog trainer is that?
Jamie's trained.
Yeah.
They trained her.
That's a great idea. I really want to see the house.
I do too.
It's just on the screen.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
They ring the bells to go out, and she had rung them for like the fifth time. I was like, hey, I'm just going to have to let her out.
That's a fantastic idea, just to kind of have people more, have a little more skin in the game for, you know, exactly what's going on over there. I think that's a good way to keep
it. And then they can get updated about, you know, particular family that's living in that unit. And I mean, it'd just be a real connection with the churches that would be different than what we've had before.
How long do you see them staying there?
They will still be in the program 30 to 90 days. So that part will not change, because programmatically we're going to still be running that same, you know, let's do your financial management. Let's do this part of case management, get you into a job, save some money while you're here, because mm-hmm. they're still not going to get charged for being in our facility. Mm-hmm. So those parts won't change, and so we'll still expect them to move on 30 to 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, that's quick.
That is quick.
Yeah.
So essentially, if a church adopts a unit, I mean, they're paying for 4 to 12 families to live in that unit for the year.
Mm-hmm. For the year. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Jamie, I'm Bubba Phillips, and Lynn reminded me this morning that we've got this little St. Mark's Missionary Baptist right up the street. Are you familiar with that?
I do not know that church. No, sir.
You pass it when you come down Hull. It's on your right, kind of before you get to the station.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do some things together with them, and I don't know whether this would be a possibility that we could work together with them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Put you in touch with the preacher over there. He came here last year during Holy Week.
Yeah, I just wrote him an email yesterday, in fact. Reverend Bowen is his name. Good guy. Yeah.
Okay.
He might just be. And he actually, during COVID, reached out. No, it wasn't during COVID. I think it was when there was some. The George Floyd and the racial tensions. And he went around to churches in like a 5-mile radius from his church and just basically knocked on the door and introduced himself and met up with Rob Penley, I think, before Rob left, and they had formed a friendship. And then he had come here to speak, but we've been trying to envision some more of a relationship with them anyway. But this might be, because he was really into the neighborhood and, you know, just having better relations, you know, across the lines and everything. So we definitely need to get him in touch with you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Super guy. What other questions we have around the table? Or William and Daniel, y'all have a question? Y'all could stump Miss Jamie. Well, maybe they're getting
ready. Y'all asleep?
No, I was trying to preview the question.
Are William and Daniel on the board?
They need to be.
They think they are.
Hi, Jamie.
What is your favorite part of the new property?
Probably the little house thing in the back. By the way, what is the little house thing in the back for?
You know what? That's going to be my office. And so I'm going to work back there. And then there's going to be a big kitchen in there so that we can have people come and eat with the families all together. So y'all could come and cook the family dinner one night.
Yay.
How's the rain?
How's the what?
I mean, I know. But tell them how the ramp is holding up that they built with Jackson and Coleman and who else was there? William T.
Wait, don't forget Campbell.
The Carrolls.
Campbell.
Campbell was there.
Look, that ramp is probably the sturdiest part of that entire building.
Did you hear him? He said, you're welcome.
Thank you very much for your help.
That's great. Anybody else on Zoom have a question? All right. Well, do you have specific, I mean, other than what we've talked about, prayer requests that we can continue to pray for you? Or anything?
I mean, just praying that the next couple of weeks goes really smoothly so that we can just get everything into the building and get open. That would be huge for us if we can just get open.
It's like birthing a baby.
This will definitely be my baby. I may never retire.
All right. Well, we can go to a time of prayer so you can get your boy to school. Bubba can open us up. Anybody who wants to pray, and Tom will close us out.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning and this time to be with Jamie and hear about the Family Promise Ministry. I just lift up Jamie. I pray that you would heal her allergies. I understand about that myself. So that you would give her the strength for the next several weeks as she goes forward to finish this temporary test. So that you would say, give them the strength to do that. And I just thank you for the outreach that this ministry has. I have not really known that much about it, but what an encouragement it is that we right here close by can be involved in the ministry. We can know the people. We can help them. Maybe we can encourage them. So that you would opened the door of our church to the people there, and that we would come alongside Jamie and help her, encourage her, and just make a difference in our neighborhood. So we're thankful to be involved in this ministry, and I pray that you would continue to bless it. In Christ's name I pray.
Father, too, we lift up the folks that have gone through the program for all these years, and we pray that you would continue to give them stability. And, Lord, we pray for a relationship with you, if they know you or if they don't, that you would draw them to that, or you would keep them strong in you. For the families that you will be bringing into this house just down the street, Lord, we pray for them even now, and pray that you would meet the needs. Pray for the shopping trip, that they would find what they need and things would be in stock and they would be able to get the house up and ready. Pray for the construction that still needs to happen, and roofing in the little house. And Lord, we even pray for the caseworker and financial person that you would be bringing down the road. Lord, we just pray that you'd be preparing them and that they would be a perfect fit, Lord.
Jesus, thank you for allowing us this time to come this morning. We just pray that you will continue to lift Jamie up and encourage her and give her strength to see the project through, Lord. We just thank you for her endurance. It's been a marathon, Lord, and we just know there's been some hiccups along the way with people breaking in, Lord, and I'm sure that's the tip of the iceberg. But, Lord, we just ask that you continue to encourage her, pray for smooth sailing here. For the end of this project, Lord, we pray that you will just dot every I and cross every T, and allow this to be a blessing for those that will come through this program in the future, Lord. We ask all this in your name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for Family Promise and for Jamie's leadership. We pray for completion of this work in the house now, and for all of the different carpenters and the final things, the electrician for the cottage out back and the plumbing work that needs to be done. That you bring all of this to completion soon. We pray for wisdom for Jamie and her staff as they begin to admit families now to the house, and that the right families would be placed there, that these families would find security and a roof over their heads and food provided for them. But through that they would see you, that they would hear the gospel spoken to them, that they would, that you would draw them to you through these things that are being done for them, and that you'd help these families find their way again financially and emotionally, and just provide the right people around them to establish their lives in you. And we pray for good partnerships with churches, that would be able to continue the support needed for this ministry, and that through this that you would be glorified. I pray that once again that you would, that your spirit would stir each of our hearts as we work this day, that we too would glorify you, and that the things we do, the things we say, the thoughts we have. We're grateful for the new life that we have in Christ, as we just celebrated his resurrection, and in him we also have newness of life as we put our faith in his work alone. In all these things, we pray in his name. Amen. Amen.